Okay, today's daf is Rosh Hashanah daf chaf. Rosh Hashanah daf chaf. And we will get to Be'ezus Hashem on Amud Beis. There is one daf in Shas that might, not according to everybody, but that might talk about the international dateline. And Be'ezus Hashem, we will get to talk about that on chaf Amud Beis here in Maseches Rosh Hashanah, according to some Rishonim. So Be'ezus Hashem, we will get to that. So first we continue. We're on Yud Tes Amud Beis towards the bottom. Five lines up for the bottom. Shalchu Le. So we're in the sugyas of the Edim going out to let everybody know when Rosh Chodesh was, and each month having its importance in terms of the holiday that takes place during that month, Chanukah for Kislev for Chanukah, Adar for Purim. The last point we were just mentioning was what happens if there is a Shana Me'uberes. How do you tell people? Are people going to get confused relating to that? And just one final point, and the last thing we said, we mentioned the Edus of Rav Simai in the name of Chagai Zachariah and Malachi. Obviously, he never met Chagai Zachariah and Malachi. They were way before him. The Maritz Chayes points out that there was a Mesorah going back from those Nevi'im all the way down to the times of the Tanoim. They had a Mesorah that, according to that opinion, they had a choice. If they wanted to make it both Malay, fine. Both Chasar, fine. One Malay, one Chasar, fine. And that's how they did it. And we had the second opinion that said, no, it's always one and one. Milchas Chinuch just points out there in Mitzvah Dalet, right, at the beginning, by the Mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh, he says, what do you mean, Ratzu, whatever they wanted? Whatever they wanted. They have to accept witnesses. Whenever the witnesses came, that's what they did. So what do you mean, Ratzu and Lo Ratzu? So the Minchas Chinuch says something, and we're going to see it graphically on today's daf. This idea says the Minchas Chinuch, in Oz Dalet, Sif Chaf Aleph, Al Karchach Tzorach Lomar, Tekivan Daharishus Biyad Bezdin, Lekadesh Chadashim Kirit Sonam, Afilu Below Edim. We'll see that. Virishus biyadam lekadesh al harbe chadashim kasher asa Hillel benosha b'Yuda nasi. Just like Hillel, who made the calendar, basically sanctified it al pi cheshbon forevermore for until Mashiach comes. So he says, you see from there that Besdin has flexible authority regarding this mitzvah. Hachodesh zeh lachem rosh chadashim gives them authority, as we know in b'dieved cases. Even if they're mistaken, and even if they're mezidin, and even if they're anusin, no matter what, it works. This is the elastic authority that was given to Besdin. So too, Ratzu, they could be very flexible. They could accept the witnesses. They cannot cross-examine them so carefully. They have flexibility. So that's the language of Ratzu, says the Minchas Chinuch. You find examples, and again, we'll have more on Besdin on today's daf, of Besdin's elastic authority in this area. It's not that they are meshubid for sure, you know, to what the Edim say. We already had an example of this a couple of weeks ago. Remember at the beginning of Maseches Beitzah, right? What if Besdin made a takana? They weren't accepting witnesses anymore. Right? Because they didn't want to mess up the carbon for the day. What does that mean? They wouldn't accept witnesses. Witnesses saw the moon. They're going to come and say, we saw it. Today should be Rosh Chodesh. And Besdin says, no, we're not accepting. Tough luck. You came too late. What do you mean you came too late? They saw the moon. They saw it was ready light. It was ready visible enough. The answer is Besdin's allowed to do that. Right, Besdin has special authority, and that's the language that you get from this brisa, says the Minchas Chinuch, Ratzu lasosan, Ratzu, they can decide, right, for other reasons they can decide to add, just like by Ibar Hashanah, for various agricultural reasons, they could choose to add on a month, as we'll talk again more about, so too, when it comes to when Rosh Chodesh is, they have a flexible authority. It's an important ha'ara on the language, so which we'll get back to. Five lines up from the bottom. Sholchu le lomar ukfa. They sent to Mar Ukva, Adar Hasamach leNisan laOlam Chaser. Adar that's close to Nisan is always Chaser, right? Meaning Nisan is always a one-day Rosh Chodesh. The previous month is always 29 days. Why is that? Why do we always have to have the same size of numbers of days in the month next to Nisan? So, as you would have expected, Rabbi Yosef Engel writes, quoting the Radvaz, that, well, you don't want people to get messed up for Pesach. So if Adar sometimes says this, sometimes says that, so then people won't know when Pesach ends. And therefore, that's why it's always simpler to have the same type of calendar in that last month. Hatam kadesh lo yizbalbalu habilti b'kiyim shekabala b'yadam shbeper on l'Pesach shloshim yom v'im yasu also malei chashishu shemeyavo lechol chamis b'Pesach. Right? It's a serious issue. It's a kares. Chamis is one of the more chomer isurim. And therefore, Besdin, says the Radvaz, always made sure, according to this opinion, that it was chaser. Masa, Rav Nachman, one second, is that really true? That Adar that was next to Nisan is always chaser. But we have the Mishnah on tomorrow's daf. The Mishnah tells us, Al Shnei Chadashim Mechalan as HaShabbos. The Edim, when they see the moon, and they have to go to Beis Din, are they allowed to be Mechal al Shabbos to get to Yerushalayim on time? Remember, you got to get there very quickly. If you see it today, you got to get there today. Right? It's not going to happen. Or tomorrow, that I saw yesterday, it's already too late to make Rosh Chodesh yesterday. It's got to get there quickly. So you're allowed to be Mechal al Shabbos to get to Yerushalayim. So the Mishnah says, on two of the months. Two of the months you're allowed to be Mechal al Shabbos. Al Nisan va'al Tishrei. You're allowed to, because those are more serious. You got to know when Pesach is. You have to know when the Moadim are. So the Gemara says, "Iamet Bishlama." If you say like the earlier opinion, "Zimnin Mali, Zimnin Chaser," that the Adar close to Nisan, you never know. You never know how many days is going to be in that month. So Mishamachi Mechalalina, and that's a good reason why you have to be Mechalel, because you really don't know when Rosh Chodesh is supposed to be. Maybe it's a Mali, maybe it's a Chaser. So you need the Edim. You need the Edim. It's very serious, right? She says, "Imra'u biyom lamid sheim lo yavo v'ya'idu shira'u ayom." If you don't come today, they're not going to be mekadeshit until tomorrow, and they'll make a month that should be chaser into a malay, and therefore it's going to be problematic. Ella I amri lo olam chaser. But if you say, like was sent to Mar Ukva, that the Adar close to Nisan is always chaser, amai mechalalinan. Then what do you have to be mechal Shabbos for? They know what it's going to be. So if you don't come, they'll do it anyway. It's going to be chaser, so day 30 is going to change it to day 1, no matter what, whether you come or not. So what do you have to be Mechal Shabbos for? Mechal Shabbos is only when there's a Ein Breira, and you have to, and you're not going to know without it. Answers the Gemara, no. Mishum, the mitzvah l'kadesh al Riyah. Even though you would know, it's not that Beis Din, the point of Kiddush HaChodesh, is not just the result. It's the process. The process of Kiddush HaChodesh, of accepting witnesses, that's part of the mitzvah. And even though they have flexibility, and even though they would sanctify it as Rosh Chodesh anyway, even if the Edim wouldn't have come, but this would still represent a mitzvah that you would allow to be Mechal al Shabbos for. Rashi quotes, second Rashi, Al Pi Edim, the mitzvah is Re'al Pi Edim, Dichsiv HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodeshim, Kazeh Ra'ah V'Kadesh. Like this. You see the moon, Kadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, Kazeh, like this, when you see the moon, then the Kadesh sanctifies. So that is the mitzvah d'oraisa. As we know, this is one of the 613. This is mitzvah number 4 in the Sefer HaChinuch. The first mitzvah in Sefer Shmos. The first mitzvah we got nationally, as a people. Right? We have 3 mitzvahs in Bereishis. That's it. Fourth mitzvah is HaChodesh HaZalachem, Rosh Chodeshim. The Rambam counts that. The mitzvah, Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh. The Rambam says, Mitzvahs Asei Achas. Vehi l'chashev v'leida v'likvoa. Rambam's meduyak. L'chashev, to calculate. Leida, to know. V'likvoa, and then based on that calculation and knowledge, to institute. L'kvoa, be'eze yom hutchilas kol chodesh v'chodesh 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 v'chodesh. That's the mitzvah according to the Rambam. L'chashev leida l'kvoa. Not the easiest area of halacha, if you read the Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh. In the Rambam, he gets much into astrology and astronomy. That is the Rambam, but it's a mitzvah aseh d'oraisa. And then he goes into some of the calculations right at the beginning. And the Rambam continues and says, I'll read it now, the Gemara will say it later also, mitzvah aseh min haTorah al bezdin, sheyachshavu, v'yedu, im yira hayarech o lo yireh, v'sheyidrishu aseidim, at sheyikadishu aseh, v'yishalchu, v'yodiu ashar ha'am, be'eze yom urosh chodesh, to let everybody know. That's all part of the mitzvah. To figure it out, to calculate, to institute, to send the shlichim. They're all. Kedei sheyedu be'eze yom hein amodo, sheneemar, asher tikro osam b'gorei kodesh, v'neemar v'shamarta zachuka hazos, limo'ada. Right, that is the Rambam, mitzvah asei d'oraisa, and that's what it says here, mitzvah l'kadesh al pi hari'iyah. That is one version, where we had a b'raisa to Mar Ukva, we had a question from the Mishnah, and then an answer. So now we have a different version. Ika da'amrei, Amr of Nachman, Afanana mitanina. So it's brought as a raya instead of as a kasha. Al shnei chadashim mechalan as a Shabbos. Our Mishnah on tomorrow's daf says that 2 months are mechalan Shabbos. Al nisan v'al tishrei. So we ask it the other way. I amrit bishlama laolam chaser. If you say it's always chaser, as this brisa said to Mar Ukva says, if you say it's always chaser, mishum hachi mechalalina, then I understand it's always chaser. Meaning you saw it today. Today's day 30. Pashas, that's when you saw it. So you better run there. Why? Because what happens if you're not mechal Shabbos? then you're going to get there tomorrow, that they're not going to be able to be mekadesh it based on your words. Mishamachi b'chalalinon, the mitzvah l'kadesh ala re'iya. Because there's a mitzvah, we know this in the Havamina, according to this version, and therefore you better go quickly, because you have to go today. But if you say Bezdin has the choice and the flexibility that sometimes this month is Malay, so what do you have to go today for? Oh, they have to use you? They'll use you tomorrow. What's the difference? Amai Mechalalinon. Why do you have to be Mechalal? When are you allowed to be Mechalal Shabbos? When we call it Ein Breira. When it's an Asi Docha Los Asi question of E'ef Shalakayim Shneihem. Meaning you have to do this, you have to be Mechalal Shabbos, and there's no choice. Right, Ketzira Sa'omer. Right, you have to do if Shabbos falls out that day. So when there's no choice, but here there's a choice. Ne'ebre ho'idna, pass it over and wait till tomorrow. V'nikta she'lamachar, and sanctify it tomorrow. So, and the Bezin has that right and that power, because they could do it male. Right, Rashi quotes, Michdi, third skinny line. Be'bezdin talya, kidda amrinan lekaman, atem afilu mezidim. Even bemazed. So, why do you have to be mechal? We'll get back to that Rashi. But why do you have to rush then? Wait till tomorrow. Don't be mechal Shabbos. So answers the Gemara, Idik la yom shloshim b'Shabbos achanami. You're right. That would work if day 30 was Shabbos. You saw it on day 30, so you don't have to run. Because you'll wait till tomorrow. You won't be mechal Shabbos. Hacha b'mayaskinan, di'ik la yom shloshim ve'echad b'Shabbos. The case is, you saw the moon on day 31. So it is a malay. It's for sure going to be a malay. But if you don't go today, they're not going to be able to be mekadesh al pi your re'iyah, your testimony. The mitzvah lekadesh al re'iyah. If you don't come today, they're going to be mekadesh today, one way or another. Either with you or without you. If you don't come today, then they will always only be doing the b'di'evet. They will not be being mekadesh with you, and that's why you have to be mechal Shabbos, to fulfill this great mitzvah, da'oraisa, of kiddush HaChodesh, even if they would do it without you. Still, you are allowed to be Mechal Shabbos for that. That is the Rashi. Rashi says it's based on, later on, Atem Afilu Mezidin. Ask the Pnei Yoshua. How does Rashi quote that as a precedent for what Bezdin is doing here? What's Atem Afilu Mezidin, or Mutin, or Onsin? That's talking about if Bezdin messed up, or if Bezdin did something, it works anyway. Bid the evidence, okay. What's going on in our Gemara? It's even Lechatchila. We are telling the Edim, don't come. And Bezdin sometimes will not accept. Is that a good enough precedent? The fact that b'di'eved, it's effective, means that even l'chadchila you could do that? How does Rashi quote that? That's the Pnei Yeshua's Kasha. Right here. It says, Mashma, v'yesh, let me just find it. Umashma, I'm sorry, that's going on the later piece. Here we go. Says the v'lachora, says the Pnei Yoshua, Ein ra'aya so mukhrachas, denehi de darshinan atem, afilu mezidin, hainu le'inyin, de bidi even masha asu, the kovan amoados lafi oso hacheshbon. It works. Ela akati, lo shamina meyashi yitcha lechatchila, hachodesh bizvan kiviyaso bemezid. You ought to do that? And that's not what the Gemara says later on. Our Gemara is a big jump. So he says, you're right. But this is at least a precedent. If it wouldn't work with the Eved, then, or the fact that it works with the Eved means you have to have some flexibility. That's how you have to understand it. V'nira de'ikar kavanas Rashi bazeh. Tekiva da'akati kiva da'kaimalam ba'alma. De'ein asei docha lo sasei. Usually we say, asei docha lo sasei only applies where there's no choice. But where there is a choice, then you don't do it. V'koshken hecha de'ika kareis, surely kareis, v'im kein al-karchav tzorach lomar ta'achanami, lo hitira ha-torah l'chal o'shabes al-kfiyas ha-chodesh, elo mishum de'i-efshar b'inyan acher. It must be, if there's no other choice, that's when chil o'shabes is allowed. U'mishum she'kfiyas ha-moe tali bahem, v'is ha-kataitach de'zimnin mole zimnin chaser, but if you say sometimes this, sometimes that, as what the Gemara asked, lo mehitira l'chal o'shabes, because, you know, just do it tomorrow. Answer, he's explaining the Gemara, since b'di'eved, afilu b'mezid, masha asa asui, so you see that there is flexibility and you shouldn't have to rely on them. Kol shegein acha, da bezid anusim ninhu, kein yole b'kavanas Rashi. The Gemara is really saying that in the question, right? What was the question? The question is that you should delay them. The Pnei Yeshua says, that's only b'di'eved, not l'chadchila. No, but the point is, if asi d'chalosa, say, would only work if there's no other choice. The fact that it works b'di'eved means there is a choice. And you're right, that Gemara is only talking about b'di'eved, but here it's Chil Shabbos. If it's Chol Shabbos, it should only work when there's no other option. The fact that it works with the Eved means there is another option, and therefore that should be good enough to prevent Chol Shabbos, even L'chadchila. That's the Pnei Yeshua's comment to understand the flow of our Gemara. We continue. Says the Gemara now, Masif, the 8th line or so, 10th line. Masif Rav Kahana, next question that we're going to have on this Braisa. Kisha HaMikdash Kayam, the rest of that Mishnah, tomorrow's daf. Kisha HaMikdash Kayam, or the Beis HaMikdash was standing, Mechalalin Afal Kulon. Right, when there's no Beis HaMikdash, you Mechal for the two months. When we had a Beis HaMikdash, you Mechal for all of them. Why? Mipnei Takanas HaKarban. Because we want to be able to bring the proper carbon on Rosh Chodesh, and therefore the Eidim are allowed to be Mechalel on any month of the year. So, but it says a reason. Takanas HaKarban. Mitakulhu lav mishum de mitzvah lakadish ala re'iyah. From the fact that the reason that the Mishnah gives is not because it's a mitzvah to do it al yidei re'iyah, but because you want to have the Moadim in the proper time, Nisan v'tishrei nami, lav mishum de mitzvah lakadish ala re'iyah. So, if all of the months have that reason, so that must be the reason for Nisan and Tishrei also, that it's mitzvah lakadish al pi re'iyah. So, again, back to the original question. Because now that we just knocked out the concept of mitzvah l'kadosh al pi re'iyah, which was the original answer to the first question we started off today's daf with, so we're back to the original question, and we ask it again. E amrit bishlama, zimnin mali v'zimnin chaser. Fine, I understand why you should be allowed to be mechal Shabbos. If sometimes it's mali zimnin chaser, mishamachim mechal alinan, because you want to know what it's going to be. You want to know exactly the proper day, and it will be the wrong day. Be the wrong day if you don't come on time. But if you say it's always chaser, they don't need you. And we don't say mitzvah l'kadosh al pi re'iyah. So tiyufta, the question stands, and there is no answer. As the Rashbam writes in Baba Basra, tiyufta is pretty strong. Tiyufta is more than kasha. Tiyufta means it's a very strong question here. The other question asked, the Ritva says, the Gemara could have asked another question and ended with a tiyufta. The Gemara could have asked, if there's a concept of mitzvah l'kadosh al pi re'iyah, so why is that limited to 2 months? That should be done by all the months. Right? There's nothing unique to the Rosh Chodesh Nisan and Rosh Chodesh Tishrei if the concept is Mitzvah L'Kadosh Al Pi Re'iyah. So it says the Ritva Sa'ara. We have a Tiyufta from one question. The Gemara could have asked a Tiyufta from another question. That if it's Mitzvah L'Kadosh Al Pi Re'iyah, so we could have, B'la Masizami Masa Lakshuye, Fili Kubu Chadashim Nami, L'Chalalu, El Dadifal Mifrach Mimas Nisan, Demucha Hachi Behedya. It's better to ask from a Furish Mishnah, right? So that it's stronger in a sense. Okay, fine.
But didn't you say that with regard to the other months, that the fast is just sometime in that month?
So that's the Minchas Chinuch Sa'ara, is the fast is sometime in that month, but still, the Karban on Rosh Chodesh, that's one reason, or if it's just to be Mekadish Al Pi Re'iyah, it has nothing to do with when the fast is, like the Minchas Chinuch says. It has to do with being Mekadish, listening to witnesses. And if that's no difference between any Rosh Chodesh, if that's the principle, that there's a mitzvah d'oraisa to use the witnesses to be Mekadish, and not just to know it, b'zman hazeh, we can't do it. B'zman hazeh, we already have for thousands of years Al Pi Cheshbon. But we're going to go back to Al Pi Re'iyah, according to many, right? Because that's the mitzvah d'oraisa. But if that was true, it should apply to all the months equally. Okay. So last skinny line. Ki asa Ula. Omar, when Ula came to Bavel, he said, Ibru ala Elul. He said, they were ma'aber Elul. They made Elul into 30 days. What do you mean he came? He came from Eretz Yisrael. Kiddush HaKadosh is done in Eretz Yisrael, right? That's what the requirement is, according to the Rambam. Right, the Gemara Rambam has ready, many riyas. The Rambam says in the first paragraph in Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh. He writes this also in Sefer HaMitzvos. Ein mechashvin v'kovin chadashim u'ma'abrin hashanim ela be'eretz Yisrael. Shenemar ki mitzion teitzei Torah u'dvar Hashem Yerushalayim. Right, that is the mitzion from Tzion teitzei Torah Yerushalayim. Right, in Yonah the Yoma. V'mahaya adam gadol bechachma v'nismach be'eretz Yisrael v'yatzal l'chutz la'aretz. If a person has roots, he was samuch in Eretz Yisrael, and then he went to Chutz La'aretz, v'lo hi niach be'eretz Yisrael kamoso, and he's the Gadol Adar, there's nobody like him, ha'rei zeh mechashi v'kovei achadashim u'ma'ar v'shonim l'chutz La'aretz, because he has that original connection to Eretz Yisrael, then he can do it in Chutz La'aretz, if he's the greatest, like one of the Tanaim were. V'im noda lo shenase be'eretz Yisrael adam gadol kamoso, but once there's known that in Eretz Yisrael there's somebody as great as him, the Ainsar Achlomar Gadol Mimenu, Hariz also look for Alaber B'chutz La'aretz. Then it reverts back. V'imavra V'kava V'iber Lo Asa Klum. It reverts back and it doesn't work. But Eretz Yisrael is the source. So Ula came and said they were Ma'aber Elul. Amar Ula, Yadi chavrin bavloi, my tivus avdin badayu. Did the Babylonians know what a great favor that this was? What a great favor this was, the fact that they were ma'aber elo, they added on an extra day. So Gemara says, my tivusa, what was the great thing? Why are the Babylonians so happy that elo was ma'ubar, and therefore, as we'll see, there was some benefit that came to them. So machlokes, what the benefit was. Ula amar mishum yarkaya. Ula says, for the vegetables. What do you mean the vegetables? If there's a two-day yantif, there is, let's say, Rosh Hashanah close to Shabbos. So then you have to cut your vegetables beforehand. So by the day two, they're going to be wilted. You don't have refrigeration. So it's much better to have a weekday in between, to be able to cut your vegetables then, and they could be fresh for the Yom Kodesh. So that's Ula, Mishum Yerkaya, right? So that's what, that was the benefit. By making it Mu'ubar, so you had a day in between, so it's not Shabbos and Yadav next to each other. Ravacha Bar Chanina, Amar Mishum Mesaya, right? A different benefit, and that has to do with Mesim. Right? People who died who wouldn't be able to be buried for 2 days straight. So it's better to have a day in between so that there could be a day, they won't be masriach, and you can bury them. My benayu, what's the nafkamina between them? Ika benayu, yom ha-kippurim shachalios achar Shabbos. Yom Kippur that falls out on Sunday, that's the nafkamina, meaning will this be a benefit in that case to separate those days? Manda amar, right, bizman hazeh, that can't happen. But manda amar misho mesaya ma'abrinan. According to the one who says misho mesaya, you want a day. Right, ma'avrinan. We would be ma'aber so that this doesn't happen, because you want the day in between. Because if somebody dies, then you have to wait to bury them for 2 days. Uman darim shem yarkaya. But for the vegetable case, you don't need the vegetables Yom Kippur morning. You're not eating Yom Kippur morning. What do you need it for? After the fast. Okay, so you'll cut the vegetables then. Le'emas kaboy luhu lo'urta. When would you need the vegetables for? For motzai Yom Kippur. Lo'urta tarchu ma'isi. So you just used it for motzai, and therefore this would be an afkamina, whether this would have been a favor in this case if it was preventing Yom Kippur falling out on Sunday. Period. Ulamanda amre mishum yarkaya la'abre mishum mesaya. So what do you mean? According to the vegetable man, according to what he said, the reason for the vegetables, but he's not worried about the corpses. He does not worry about that reason. So of course this would be an afkamina because he would hold to that too. So the Gemara says you're right. Ela ika benayu, this is the nafkamina. Yantif asamach l'shabes b'milfana b'milachareha. When you have yantif on Friday or Sunday. Not forget Yom Kippur. Yantif. Manda amar mishem yarkaya ma'abrinan. According to the vegetable one, ma'abrinan. We ma'aber because you don't want this. You don't want the 2 days in a row because kotzer is not one of the malachas that is mutar mishum ochol nefesh. Machshiri ochol nefesh, you should have done it before and you can't do that on yantif. Umanda amar mishum mesaya. But according to the one who says Messiah, not a problem. As we learned in Mesechas Beitza, Me'ikar Adin, non-Jews could bury your dead on Yontif. On Shabbos not, but on Yontif, right, based on certain malachos, but you could use them. On Yontif, why not on Shabbos? It's the same Amir al-Akum, it's the same Issa Durabanan for me. We should say, Mishum, Kavod HaMeis, we should be able to do it even on Shabbos. Why is it different? So the Ramban says, the Pnei Yeshua quotes it here, it's the Ramban in Torah Adam. Right, maybe we should quote this elsewhere. The Pnei Yeshua here quotes the Ramban in Torah Sa'adam. Sorry, the thing just came out. Says the Ramban, Masha'ekin b'Shabbos Yom Kippurim Asur, Afilu Adi Akub, Afilu B'Ishtihi, Ti'afagav D'Gav V'Kavad Abriyas Shadocha Lo Saseh D'Lo Sasur, even though Kavad Abriyas which should be Doche, V'Achanami Lekha Ela Isra Amir La Akum, Afilu Hachi G'nayhu L'Meis, Sheyikavar al yidei shvus de iser skila of iser kares. It's a cannot. What do you mean? Covet a mace? You want to give covet for the mace? Don't do this. We think covet a mace is to bury as fast as possible. That's usually true. But there's a more of a covet a mace, says the Ramban. To have an iser violated, that's an iser skila and kares, that's more of a gennai for the mace, says the Ramban. And therefore, Shabbos and Yom Kippur, you don't use it. On Yantif, it's an iser malchus. Doing malach on yad, this is her malchus. So it's not such a gnai, so the covenant mace overrides. But, in this case, and the Magen Avraham quotes this Ramban. Magen Avraham in Siman, Reishit Aleph, quotes this Ramban, that for Shabbos and Yom Kippur, we don't rely on the umos ha'olam. Only on yantif on day one. In general, the minhag olam is not to rely on this even on day one. The question is on yantif sheni. On yantif sheni, there is different minhagim. In some communities, when we discussed this back on debate, so we mentioned this, some communities do bury on yantif sheni ayde akum, even bisman hazeh, right? You have if somebody is nifter and others not. Others not. Rav Moshe is not into it. Rav Moshe in the Tshuvas, in Yen Arachayim, Chela Gimel Simen Ayin Vav, he says, Bizban Azeh, where we have refrigeration, and the corpses are not going to go bad and start smelling, then you could just delay. And others have the minhagim, some communities have the minhag of doing it. Says Rav Moshe, V'im Kein Bim Medina Seinu, he wrote this Tshuva in 1971. Right, he wrote this to certain communities that relied on it. So Rav Moshe says, "B'medina seinu b'zman hazeh shaleka klal chash sirchon mitzad hakarach hamalachuti." Right, you put it in the cold. Sheyish kan af b'yamim ayoser chavim. The hottest days, nothing's going to happen. Ain shum tzarech lakulis. You don't have to rely on the kulis. V'imaya matzu yizeh b'yamei chazal. And if chazal would have had refrigeration, barur shelo hayu matirim l'kvar b'yantav sheni af. Lo al yedei nachrim, avam mikol makom yishlomer. The givish alchabanim tiknu haheter nishar ze afshin esalikatam. I understand that once they were matir it, they were matir it. Even if this is kind of the opposite, even if the reason doesn't apply anymore, you know, you still could say it was a heter given. Usually we have this by an isser. Even if the reason for that doesn't apply anymore, you still might say the heter kicks in. It says, but he says, aval hu rak letaritas harabanim agaonim shalomichu, aval arechazina shiyatsim izet takalos. Many times you find takalos shaover makam yisurin. Even the Jews violate yisurin behodas halavaya bekriya betelephone shakrovim ma'makir miyavol olavos es hames vaharbi me'amalavim nosim b'machines cars mibesam on makam halavaya v'akal be'sakvaris. He says you find a lot of takalos that occur in these cases. So he says in his view, you shouldn't do it. Lani is dati pashu barish alan halas adas Yisrael lahodia shein mesajin shum kvar biyantav sheni af shaka ayidezei yushloshi yamin lefamim. Even if it's a 3-day yantif, still he wouldn't do it. But again, there are some communities that do it. Yesh lahem ala lismoch. But Rav Moshe again does not think you have to rely on any of that teirim bizman hazeh. Okay, but that is an afkamina mishum Yarkaya and Messiah. Vayter and the Gemara finishing up this section. Lamad Ari Mishum Messiah, La'ari Mishum Yarkaya. So the other way, according to the one who says Messiah, why doesn't he hold of the other day? So Gemara says, Efshar Bechamime. It's possible to keep your vegetables fresh by soaking it. If you soak them in hot water, somehow that might keep the vegetables fresh, right? We might think that that's for sure going to wilt them. Somehow they had some type of science that kept it fresh. Ihachis, the Gemara says, Maishna Lididun, Afila Ditunami. So why are only the Bnei Bavel happy? Well, the Bnei Eretz Yisrael don't need these reasons. What's the difference? So Gemara says, Lidi don chaval anama. Here in Bavel, it is boiling. It is so hot. Right, we live in the valley, that's why it's going to be boiling hot, and that's why the vegetables are going to go bad. And the mesim are going to start smelling. Lidi tu lo chaval anama. It's not so hot in Eretz Yisrael. Right, not so hot as compared to Bavel. And therefore, there's not as much of a need. Period. If you look in the Ran here, the Ran says, halacha l'maisa, halacha l'maisa. So what do we hold? What do we hold? So this is part of the reason, says the Ran, that we have today the principle of Lo Adu Rosh. Right, we never have Rosh Hashanah on a Sunday, Wednesday, or Friday. Partly because we don't want Yom Kippur to fall out on a Friday or a Sunday. Right, partly because we don't want to go from two extremes, fasting to eating a lot or eating a lot to fasting, but also relating to this Gemara, says the Kaimel Korbacha Bar Chanina, the Sfira Leidi Bishum Yarkaya Lo Ma'abrinan Avol Mishum Mesaya Ma'abrinan, V'lefichach Dochin Rosh Hashanah Me'adu to Bishvil Shalo Yachal Yom Kippurim Be'erev Shabbos U'Be'echad B'Shabbos Dochin Oso Me'du, that's Wednesday and Friday, and Ume Aleph Nami Dochin Oso Kedei Shalo Yachal Yom Arava B'Shabbos. You don't want it on Sunday either, because you don't want Hoshana Rabbah to fall out on Shabbos, which also would not be, we wouldn't want to have to be Dochin. Then he says, we're with Dochin Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos, we push off Shofar, so what's the big deal? So he says, no. He says, at least then you have day two. Shofar isa miyom yom sheni shal Rosh Hashanah, aval arava delek elo yom echad, ilo dachinan le mevata legamre, ulosaki shte yamim ba arava, efshar, you can't have 2 days Hoshana Rava, da shmini yantif, you have shmini atzeres, lo dachin del tula mishim safek. Therefore, that's why the Ran says, lo adu rosh, that is what we have, we never have Rosh Hashanah on one of those 3 days of the week. Vayter says the Gemara, eini, is this really true? What we have said, that we are ma'aber the chodesh where there is a need, like for the vegetables. V'hatani, Rabbi Bar Shmuel, yachol k'shem sh'aber nes ha'shana l'tzorach, kama aber nes ha'chodesh l'tzorach, you might think, just like the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, we add on a month for various reasons, for various agricultural reasons, we would do the same thing to add on a day to a month, Tamalomar Hachodesh Hazel Lachem Rosh Chadashim Kazeh Ra'av Kadesh. No, the Brisa says you saw the month, you gotta sanctify it. Period. So who says you're allowed to add on for a need? So the Gemara has two answers. Answer number one: Amar Rava Lokasha Kam Ma'abro Kam Lekadsho. This is in terms of being ma'aber, adding on a day that you're allowed to do. Taking off a day, you're not allowed to do. You're allowed to make a chaser into an ubar, but not an ubar into a chaser. V'achikama, this is what it means. Yachol kashim sham rabbi es hashana ves hachodesh litzarech. Kach mikadshin es hachodesh litzarech. You might think, just like you could play around with the extra month, you could play around with the extra day and do it even a day early. Tamalomar hachodesh hazeh lachem kazeh ra'av v'kadesh. That's what's being excluded. But to add on a day is okay. V'chihad amar Reb Shimon Levi. Like Reb Shimon Levi says, Ma'aymin ala edim ala chodesh in Erev Bismano la'abro. You instill fear and you intimidate the edim that saw the month la'abro. Meaning you kind of intimidate them and kind of say, you know what? How about you wait a day? How about you come tomorrow? Bezdin could do that. This is what the Minchas Chinuch was talking about. If Bezdin sees that there's a need to add on a day, they could tell the witnesses, you know what? Go get some lunch. Go, it's on us. Ve'ein ma'ayben ala edim ala chodesh shalo nira bizman ala kadsho. You could do that to be add on, but you can't do that to be makadesh. Can't do that to say, if they didn't see, to do it a day early. So that's what the Gemara says, and that's the chilek. Says the Gemara, ain't even 1 minute. We see that's not true. We see Bezek could do it both ways. Fashalach lei Rabbi Yehuda Nesiel Rabbi Ami. Have a Yodin, you should know. Shekol Yom Avshel Rabbi Yochanan. Hayim Rabbi Yochanan. Hayim Alam Deinu. He used to teach us. Ma'ayman ala Eidim ala Chadash alo Nir Bezmano Lekadsho. Afal Pishalo Re'u. Yom Ra'inu. We used to tell the witnesses, even if they hadn't seen the moon, say you saw the moon. So they can be Makadesh the day, the month, even a day early. Unbelievable. So we'll get to the svar for that in a minute, but let's just first finish the flow. So what do you see from there? That Bezdin is allowed to add on a day, an extra day, as long as they play around and they go through the process of Kiddush HaChodesh, accepting the Edim, even though it sounds like they weren't telling the truth, they didn't see the moon, that's what it sounds like, they're still allowed to do that. But if that's true, then we're back to the original question. Like the original question of, what does that other Brisa mean that you're not allowed to? There's some limitation. So how do you answer that? So the Gemara answers, Amar Abaya, Ha Lokasha Benisa V'Tishrei Abashar Yarchi. No, you're allowed to play around with Nisan and Tishrei versus other months. That's the difference. Other months, you're not Nisan and Tishrei, where the Moadus are Talui Behem, and you have to, if there might be a need to make the Moadim at a certain time, that you could play around. You could even be Mekadish Lutzarach, but not the other months. This was all first answer. This was all first answer. Rava Amar, second answer to this whole question. Ha detani Rava Bar Shmuel Acherim hi. As we had Acherim a couple of days ago as well. Who is this day that says you're not allowed to play around so much? The day of Acherim. Detani Acherim Omrim. Ein Bein Atzeres La Atzeres. Ein Bein Rosh Hashanah La Rosh Hashanah. El Adal Yamin Bilvad. You're always allowed to, you have to have the, every year, 4 days later in the week than the previous year. Okay, they have a much more stiff calendar according to that daya, so there was less wiggle room in terms of what Bezdin was allowed to do. Okay, stop there for a minute. So the shaila is, Bezdin, according to that daya, is allowed to make the Edom, why? They didn't see the moon. Bezdin is allowed to say you saw the moon. Say you saw the moon. What's going on here? That's what Rashi seems to say. Right, Rashi says, right, Milam Deinu, right, Rashi quotes, Ma'aymin, if we need to make it chaser, it sounds like from Rashi, even if they didn't see it. What is that talking about? So if you look at Rabbeinu Chananel helps out. Rabbeinu Chananel says, no, you know what the case is? The case is they saw something. They saw something. And then they come and they start having second thoughts. Did we really see it? Maybe it was a cloud. Maybe it was something else. Maybe it was a reflection. So once they come to Bezdin, and Bezdin has at least a possibility, and they really want to make it chaser, so then they can, even if Bezdin thinks they're wrong, and it was probably a cloud, they can accept it. So at least there's a chance. At least going to Rabbeinu Chananel, there's a chance. So that helps out. But the poshness of Rashi, and the Rebbe Yashiv here quotes Rabbeinu Chananel, he says, maybe you could stick that into Rashi also. But it doesn't sound that way. So what does it mean? How are we allowed to make them lie? So, says the Gilyon Ashas, says Rabbi Yosef Engel, says the Stipler in his own way, that Losana, this is Losana lying, giving false testimony. Losana bereacha eight shaker. This isn't Bereacha. This isn't Bereacha. There's two formulations. This is Rabbi Yosef Engel's formulation. Ein kan avera eid de sheker klau. Kibon de halav de losana bereacha eid shaker. Havi derech hagada sheker berea. Hainu hamafsedes la adam. Hi amuseres belav. If you're causing somebody a loss. Masha enkin beedus de kan. Avshe nogea gamkin la klau Yisrael. Even though it affects klau Yisrael. Bekfias amoados. Become akam. Hare ein mafsedin la klau Yisrael. Dover. Da chareasha yukvav yis kadish achodesh api edusan. Hare yamakudish beemes. Kach halacha. This is included in the limud of what they're allowed to do. So they don't violate Eid Sheker. Or in the formulation of the stipler says, Losana Bereach Eid Sheker is only when nobody knows that you're lying. Bethan here is telling you to lie. So that's not included. They have to go, this is part of the mitzvah of going through this process of accepting testimony, even though it's not real testimony. But says the stipler, that is what, that's the din of Afilu Mezid and Afilu Mutin. He says, and therefore, it is Ein Zeh Lo San Eklal Rak Mili Da'am. It's more of like a Gilui Milsa that they have to act on based on the fact that this is what they need to do. Again, it's still a chiddush. No matter what shot you give, it's still a chiddush, but that's the formulation of the achronim.
Why do they have to go through this whole...
They have to go, that's the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh. The mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh is to go through this. They can't, right, it says, even if all of Beis Din sees the moon, they can't just say Mekudesh Mekudesh. You have to go through the process of accepting testimony.
The process here is false. You can't question it.
What does it mean, false? What does it mean, false? To have people say we saw the moon, even if they didn't see the moon. It could be, again, because it's got to be today or tomorrow. Right, it's not so crazy. It's got to be today or tomorrow. It's got to be one of these days. And it's not so, it's not like you know, you know for sure that they didn't see it, let's say. But it could have been visible to somebody. So it's not like Reuven didn't kill Shimon, and you're going to say Reuven killed Shimon. It's not like that type of case. Okay, but it's still a chiddush, a chinami. Weiter, third line for the bottom. Rav, I'm sorry, the Choshuke Chemin here discusses somebody who lied to got a fake doctor's note when he got a traffic ticket. And he was going to bring that to the court to say that he couldn't have gotten the traffic ticket that day because he was at the doctor's office. So the result, he says, that's Sheker Gomor. It's a totally usur. Totally usur. He quotes his father-in-law, Rav Reb Eliashiv, who says that a street is Rechush HaTzibur. A street doesn't belong to anybody. And therefore, the tenai is, if you go onto the street or do anything like driving, you have to play by the rules. Of course it's a sheker. It's a lie. It's totally losana. You have to, totally yasser. Rav Dimi, minarado amas niyifcha. Ma'aymin, he has the opposite distinction. Ma'aymin ala eidem ala chodesh ala nira bizmano. Lekacho, ve'aymin ala eidem ala chodesh ala nira bizmano la'abro. You're allowed to intimidate if they did not, in order to... Lakacho, to make it one day early. But you're not allowed to intimidate to delay it. Why? Sounds like just the opposite. My time up. Hi merci kishikra, hi lo merci kishikra. If these witnesses saw it, then Mustama, other people also saw it. So you're not going to make it Rosh Chodesh today? That's going to be a joke. People are going to see the moon and they're going to see you delayed it till tomorrow? That's a joke. That's merci kishikra. Mashenkein, to do it a day early, nobody saw it yet. And if you say it's Rosh Chodesh, people will say, oh, okay, it must have been seen by other witnesses. We just didn't see it. That's why it's not going to be a problem, Mechzi Kishikra. Okay, here we go. Amar Shmuel. The Baal Amar says the next couple of lines are very, very challenging, and all the Rishonim have difficult time figuring out what it means, and therefore I'm going to try to suggest a Mahalach in the Sugya. This is the Baal Amar, one of the probably more famous Baal Amars in all of Shas, right here. And we'll get to the Baal Amar soon, but first we're going to go through Rashi's Pshat. This is about astronomy, and we'll see what he says. Amar Shmuel. So first we'll go through the Gemara first, relating to Rashi's Pshat, which has difficulties. According to Rashi, this Gemara has no relevance to the international dateline, and therefore there is basically no Gemaras in Shas that talk about the international dateline, according to Rashi and those that follow his Pshat. We'll see. According to the Baal Amar, it does. But first we'll go with Rashi. Amar Shmuel. Shmuel says, Yachilna Latzkune Lekule Gola. I could fix the entire Gola. What does that mean? I know, even without witnesses coming, I am such a bucky in the moon orbits and all the everything happening up in the sky. I know exactly when the moon's going to be visible. I know exactly everything. So I could let everybody know beforehand. Even if witnesses don't come. So I could solve all problems with the Yontif Sheni and Sveikis. That's what he says, right? It's a similar line we have in Brachas. They hear where he says, Shmuel says, the Shvile Deshmaya are as clear to me as the Shvile Dinaharda. I know the pathways of heaven as I know the pathways of Naharda. I've quoted in the past of Shlomo Zalman's great Ha'ara. Why doesn't it say there, I know the pathways of heaven? What do you have to say? Just like I know Shvile Dinaharda. What does that add for me? Every word in the Gemara teaches me something. Says of Shlomo Zalman, Shmuel was a big doctor. He was an EMT. EMTs have to know the streets of any city where they live in. You have to know the fastest way to get to the different places. It's part of the halacha. You have to know that. So that's what Shmuel says. I know the pathways of heaven like I know the pathways of Narada. And I do know the pathways of Narada. Right, that's the Rav Shlomo Zalman's diyuk. Anyway, so Amar Lei Abba, Avuah Derebi Simloi L'Shmuel. So Abba, the father of Simloi, said to Shmuel, Yodamar Haimilsa, do you know the pshat of the following statement? The Tanya B'Soda Ibor, it says in the Brisa of Soda Ibor. Soda Ibor was a collection of the secrets. The secrets of the constellations and the moon and the sun and the secrets of that. And that the Mepharshim explain that it was hidden until we had Alf Picheshbon, right? Because if we didn't have it, then sometimes if you know the Sod and you see Bezdin acting not based on the Sod, that would be Chucha V'Tlula. That would be, you make fun of Bezdin. Bezdin has their reasons. So that's why they used to keep it secret. But now the Rambam has it in all of the Kiddush HaChodesh. The Tanya B'Soda Iber, the following statement. Nolad Kodem Chatzos or Nolad Acher Chatzos. There's a difference between whether the Nolad, what's the Nolad? The Molad. What we call the Molad, as we know, the moon, the beginning of every month, the end of every month, gets smaller and smaller, meaning we can't see it, until ultimately, right when the month starts, it's directly in between the earth and the sun, we can't see it at all, and right at that moment, right when it starts its new orbit, it's going to become visible again to the naked eye. Not the first couple of hours, you can't see it, but that's the Molad. When we announce the Molad, when it's born again, so to speak, when we're going to be able to see it again, that's the Molad. So there's a difference between whether that happens before or after Chatzos. So what's the difference? Amar Lei Lo, Shmuel says, I have no idea. Amar Lei, Midahalo Yadamar, Ike Mili Achronaisit Lo Yadamar. You don't know that? There must be other things you don't know either. Must be other things. Don't think you're such an expert. Okay. Kisalik Rabbi Zera Shalach Luhu. When Zera came, he says there are a couple of statements here. Each one of them, according to Rashi, is a separate statement. They don't build on each other. Says the Gemara. Says the Shalach Luhu. Tzarach Shei Laila V'Yom Menachadash. What does that mean? Rashi says it means, let's say Laila V'Yom Menachadash. That means, according to Rashi, let's read it. If the Edim. Hayom holech achar halayla. Rashi says that the daytime, as we know, follows the night in the previous night in halacha. Lios hayom minachada shahaya bolel shalafanav. Lamadnu, says Rashi, shem nireis halavana hayishana. If people saw the old moon, meaning the moon as it's still getting smaller at night, the following day cannot be declared as Rosh Chodesh of the new cycle. Because you can't have a day that is both of the old cycle and of the new cycle. So it's Rashi says, Sorkshi Laila B'Yom Menachadash. I, Rashi says, isn't that impossible? It's impossible. If the moon's still getting smaller, at nighttime, let's say Tuesday night, Wednesday morning, it's impossible that it's already getting bigger. So Rashi says, you're right. It's according to the opinion that we had on previous Amud, that Bezdin scares them even if they didn't see it. Bezdin can't do that if it was still visible, getting smaller the night before. That's Rashi. Vizusha Amar Abba Avua de Rebbe Simlai. And what was that statement? Machashvin is toldaso, no, the Machash is toldaso. So what does it mean that the molar before after Chatzos makes a difference? You gotta figure out the following. Nolad kodem Chatzos, biadua shenira samach lishkiya sachama. If the molad was before Chatzos, so then it is possible. Rashi says this is a physical description that if it's before Chatzos, then it's possible for the witnesses to see the moon before Shkia, meaning 6 hours later. It's possible for them to have seen it. Lo nolad kodem Chatzos, but if it's only afterwards, biyadua shlo nira samach l'shkia sachama, then you know it's not going to be visible before Shkia, and if it is, they're lying. L'may nafgamina amravashi lachushi sadi. They're lying. That's Rashi. The mole before after Chatzos is to tip you off that it's at least 6 hours until it's going to become visible. Because the first 6 hours, it's not going to be visible. Second shot. Amar Rabbi Zera, Amar Rav Nachman. And by the way, molad for us is important for Kiddush Levana. Kiddush Levana, right? We do Kiddush Levana. We do, 14, let's say, 2 weeks after the molad. That's the Sov Zman Kiddush Levana. Amar Rabbi Zera, Amar Rav Nachman. Last statement of Rabbi Zera. And this one is most difficult. But again, we'll go with Rashi's pshat. Chaf Dalet Shoy Machasi Sierra. There's a 24-hour period that you can't see the moon as it's getting smaller and when it's getting bigger. That time period. Lididon, to us in Bavel, Shis Me'atika, we can't see it for 6 hours as it's getting smaller, the old. V'timne Srei Mechadata. And another 18 hours of the new. Why? Rashi explains because Bavel is more east of Eretz Yisrael, so therefore they're able to see it a little more as it's still getting smaller, and the horizon is different, and that's why the 6 and 18 break like that. Lidit too, but to them in Eretz Yisrael, Shis Mechadasav, Timnei Srei Me'atika. Right, it's 6 of the new, right, is not visible, and 18 of the old. Again, the issue is to contradict it, witnesses if they say they saw it when it would be at a time when we know it's impossible to see. The difficult point in Rashi, or the Rishonim note, is that it shouldn't make it, first of all, Bavel and Eretz Yisrael aren't that far apart, and number two, it shouldn't make a difference if you were more east or more west, right, in terms of seeing the moon. It shouldn't make a difference. So they try to figure out exactly what Rashi means. Let's stop there for a minute by Amar Mar. So this is all Rashi. What does the Baal Amor say? The Baal Amor has a totally different shot of the Gemara. He says, go back to the first one. He says, let's say, the molad has to be before Chatzos. What does that mean? Says the Baal Amor, there's something called time zones in life, as we know. What is the international dateline? Asked the Baal Amor. So, the Umos HaOlam, right, we had in the 1800s, they got together and made an international dateline. That was way after the Baal Amor. In his day, there was no such thing. There has to be a certain time where you can't keep going back and back and back. At some point, it has to stop and say, it's not yesterday, it's tomorrow. So where is that? So the Baal Amor says, that's what this Gemara is telling you. It's such an important fact. That's what this Gemara is telling you. And there's a lot of other svaras that prove that you have to come up with an international dateline. But says the Baal Amor as follows. If the molad is before Chatzos, let's take a perfect day. A perfect day, 6 to 6. If the molad is before Chatzos, up until Chatzos, so then you're able, let's say, in Eretz Yisrael. It starts in Eretz Yisrael in Yerushalayim. That's the key, says the Baal Amor. 6 hours, let's say Chatzos. Chatzos, midday, noon in Eretz Yisrael, is 18 hours after the day has started. Right? Because it's 12 hours of the previous night and 6 hours of the day. Says the Baal Amor, that's the latest time that you can declare this day Rosh Chodesh. Why? Because there's some place in the world that could still have an entire day, that's Rosh Chodesh. If you say right now it's Rosh Chodesh, so what does that mean? You go 18 hours back. Go 18 hours west of Eretz Yisrael. Right? That's allowed, that's what you say. It still could be, right? I mean, if up until Chatzos in Eretz Yisrael, up until noon, if the molad falls at that point, so stop there, 18 hours to the west, so there's still a place that's just starting this day. It can still be totally Rosh Chodesh then there. So that's why you can still make it Rosh Chodesh here. Because there's some place in the world. But if it's after Chatzos, so then it's too late. Because there's no place in the world that it could still have an entire 24-hour period. That's Rosh Chodesh. That's what the Baal Amor says. So in other words, 18 hours to the west, 6 hours to the east. That's the international dateline according to the Baal Amor, which is 90 degrees east of Yerushalayim. That is what the Baal Amor holds. And that is what the Chazon Ish holds. And he's very harif about it. And that's why during World War II, when the people send letters to the Chazon Ish, what are we supposed to do? He held like this Baal Amor. Because after all, he said, the Rashba and the Ritva and our Sugya like the Baal Amor. And the Chazon Ish says, no other Rishonim say anything different. They just give a different shot of this Gemara. But it could be that they agree to this Shita. So that's how you, and that's what he says. Beautiful, it fits into the language of the Gemara. He says, "Sorkshe Laila Vayom Min HaChadash." Laila Vayom. What does that mean? Doesn't mean Rashi says it means Laila the previous night and the following day. He says, "No, Laila Vayom." The Baal Amor would say that it means the previous in the world, going back 18 hours, that place, wherever it is, 18 hours west of Eretz Yisrael, that would still be considered before the dateline. Again, it fits into the other lines of the Gemara. That's what he says. Biyadua shenira nolad kodem chatzos. If the molad is before chatzos, biyadua shenira samach l'shkia sachama. What does that mean? It's known that it's before shkia in that place, 18 hours west. Not like Rashi says here. In a couple of hours from now, you have 6 hours. He says no. You know it's not shkia yet, 18 hours before. But if it's after, you know it's already after shkia in the farthest place that you're supposed to go west. So that is the day. Rav Tukachinsky, the famous Machlokes. He argues, he says, no, it's 180 degrees east of Yerushalayim. So it's a big nafkaminas, right? Australia and Japan, and the international dateline is totally a third shita. Right, totally in the middle of the Pacific Ocean. There is one ha'ara to add, and that is the Chazon Ish says, the Brisker Rav does not agree with this, and that is the international dateline, according to the Baal Amor, and according to the Chazon Ish and others, cuts through a landmass. Cuts through the east side of Russia. So Siberia and all these other places are going to be on the right side. So you can say it could be Shabbos on one side of the street and not Shabbos on the other side of the street. So the Chazon Ish AF, no. Chazon Ish says, you don't cut land masses. Meaning, it's the international dateline, it goes straight down, longitude, but if you get to a major land mass, then the entire land mass is thrown to where the majority of it is. And that's why you don't split a major land. The Brisker Rav said, no, you split it! Shabbos on one side, not Shabbos on the other side. But according to this, that's why this is a major, serious issue. Somebody's in Australia, in Japan, you know, one has to really ask a shayla, besides Sefiras HaOmer discussions. But this is where it comes from. The only place in Shas that's discussed, this Baal Amor, right here, on Daf Chaf, in Meseches Rosh Hashanah. Okay, we'll have to stop here by Amar Mar. Again, there's a lot more. Feel free to look in the Baal Amor here, discusses it. But again, the other Rishon quote, but again, Rashi and the other Rishon don't say a word about it. According to them, this has nothing to do with it. Okay, we'll stop here.